The Ann Arbor Summer Festival bills itself as an international arts gathering. Events are indoors and outdoors over the next 3 weeks, and there's something for everybody. Kids, music lovers, film buffs, even public radio fans. Current State Scott Pohl has a preview of the 30th Ann Arbor Summer Festival. He spoke with Rob Wolf, now in his ninth season as the festival's executive and artistic director, starting with how they're getting things started today.
Things kick off 5 o'clock, and we have about four or five different bands playing that evening, a bunch of family activities for the kids, all kinds of fun stuff going on. And that's the beginning of the festival, which basically runs through July 7th, every night except Monday night. And throughout the run of the festival, there's probably about 150 different events happening on different stages throughout the festival.
One thing I wanted to make sure you and I talked about is Polyglots Tangle. What is it? When is it? This seems like a lot of fun to me.
It's going to be a lot of fun. A big, huge, messy installation that is coming over from Melbourne, Australia, and the company is called Polyglot. And it's a family, an outdoor family exhibition where kids actually create this huge, messy, elastic installation. They're given a ball of elastic, and they're allowed to go in and basically wrap different poles and the space within the exhibit. And over the period of 5 days, this kind of takes on a life of its own, and it keeps growing and growing. And so by the end of the 5 days, you have this sort of massive, elastic, almost spider web attraction that kids get to play in. And it's definitely visual art, but it's kind of dance party, sort of mixed part dance party, because, you know, they're playing some music as the kids are putting this together. And then, as I said, they're sort of just diving in and playing and bouncing against all of this elastic that is being created. Each day, about 500 kids will be in it creating. It's just amazing to see what it looks like, you know, after a couple days. It's all about sort of kids' creativity and sort of just letting them, their imaginations run wild. So we're very excited to be one of the few festivals in the States presenting this. I had the pleasure of seeing it last summer at Lincoln Center, and it just took over the plaza at Lincoln Center in New York. And so we're very, very excited to see it here in Ann Arbor.
There's another outdoor installation called Wild Bites Superhero for a few days starting on June 28th. Tell me about that.
Well, it's a great project, a digital art exhibition that is called Superhero, and it involves 3D projection mapping. And sort of the gist of it is images are projected. It'll be on the Burton Memorial Tower, which is a iconic structure here in Ann Arbor. Their image is projected onto the facade of the tower, and basically they animate that image. So it almost becomes like they are a superhero. So they're able to fly, and their bodies shrink and grow, and sort of flying in and out of the windows of the tower. So it's really going to be a great fun. It runs June 28, 29, and 30, from about 10 o'clock at night once it's dark, up to midnight. And it's a free attraction, so I hope folks come out and experience that.
Rob, I wanted to also bring up a program that's one of the indoors events that public radio listeners might want to take note of, and that is the public radio program Snap Judgment is going to do a live program in Ann Arbor on June 29th at the Power Center.
Absolutely. We're really excited. Glenn Washington, who's an alum of the University of Michigan, is coming with his show, Snap Judgment, and it's a storytelling show with music, and this will be one of their first engagements sort of on tour with this production. So we're very, very excited to host Glenn. As you said, that'll be Saturday the 29th at the Power Center for the Performing Arts right in downtown. And then a little bit later in the season, we have another public radio favorite with Ira Glass, and he has put together this funny new show called One Radio Host, Two Dancers. And it's, believe it or not, it's Ira Glass dancing and telling stories with the Monica Bill Barnes Dance Company. And it's a great little project that sort of tested itself out at Carnegie Hall last winter. And people just had such a great time with it that Ira decided to, you know, sort of take that on the road to some select events and festivals. So we're thrilled to have Ira on this season as well, and that will be at the Power Center as well on Saturday, July 6th.
Ira has no shortage of courage when he does these things, I must say.
absolutely, and it's great fun to listen to him talk about the project, and you know, if nothing else, just to come out and see him, you know, to dance, you know, is well worth the ticket price. But it's kind of a great way for us to close our season here at the Ann Arbor Summer Festival, so should be good fun.
There's also dance as part of the festival. Tell me about the dance programming.
Yeah, well, you know, we do a little bit of everything. You know, that's the beauty of a summer festival, is we have some music, dance, comedy, family activities, outdoor spectacles, some of the things we've already talked about. But this year we're hosting two dance projects. We talked a little bit about the Ira Glass dance project, and then we're also hosting the Trocs, La Belle Trocadero de Monte Carlo, which is the famous all-male ballet company that performs classic dance pieces in drag. And it's they've been around since I think the late 70s, but it's great fun to always host them. I think they haven't been to Ann Arbor in a number of years, so we'll be having them on July 5th at the Power Center. And you know, as I said, somewhat the beauty of a festival is sort of a hodgepodge of different art forms. And with our festival, we have a number of indoor shows, and as well a number of outdoor shows going on. So all of it sort of happens simultaneously. And I think, you know, for the regular festival goer, they find a few things inside, they find a few things outside, and they sort of make up their experience from there.
Tell me about some of the other stuff going on.
We have some other great concerts on the season. A fantastic world music group called Amadou and Miriam from Mali, Pink Martini, Preservation Hall Jazz Band with the New Orleans Bingo Show. We mentioned Snap Judgment already. You know, a little bit of something for everybody on there. Some of those shows have tickets, you know, $15, $20. So I think it's a very accessible price point. And again, if you don't have that, there's all kinds of wonderful things to do at the free outdoor site. You know, the outdoor installations we talked about, you know, concerts on the different stages, family activities, that kind of thing. And one of the favorite parts of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival is our outdoor cinema series. And so on weeknights at 10 o'clock, we screen different movies on the inflatable screen on Ingalls Mall. And that's always an eclectic mix as well. So we have, you know, Hitchcock's Vertigo and Tom Hanks in Big and the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And we sort of mix that in with some more recent titles and some commercial blockbusters. But, you know, I think that's a... nothing defines summer quite like laying under the stars on a blanket and, you know, seeing a classic piece of cinema. So that should be great fun, too.
Season 30, one of those great round numbers. Can you give me a little background on the history of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival?
Oh, you bet. This event, our first festival was in 1984, and it's really a unique model. It's a town and gown event. That was really founded by the University of Michigan as well as the city of Ann Arbor, because in that time period, there really wasn't much going on in Ann Arbor in the summer months. Obviously, school was out, and the venues, Power Center, Hill Auditorium, Mendelsohn, they really weren't being used. And so a group got together, founded by Eugene Power, and decided to launch this festival. And it started off very much as a classical festival, somewhat modeled on the Stratford Festival or Spoleto. But through the years, the programming has changed. It's become much more popular, has a much wider appeal. But I still think that the idea of an arts festival, a celebration of community, you know, all of that very much holds true today as it did 30 years ago. And we just keep trying new programs and building things out. In the past couple of years, we've launched a mind-body wellness series. So you have yoga on the lawn and capoeira, and there's beer tastings and wine tastings and, you know, all kinds of fun social activities. Because I think, you know, again, the beauty of a festival is not only watching the artist, but I think it's the socializing part of it as well. So we're very excited to have made it to 30 years, and we're looking forward to a great season.
Sounds like lots of fun. The Ann Arbor Summer Festival runs through July 7th, and all the information you need can be found at a2sf.org. Rob Wolf is Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, Scott, thanks for having me on, and hope everybody comes down to Ann Arbor.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.